Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Will Story Rivera, and thank you for joining with me this morning. It's been an eventful morning, and I realize that it's 12 minutes late into the episode to kind of fill in all the information with the time that we have. But it's been quite an interesting morning. Ironically, today's topic is getting to the root of anger. And it seems like for the last probably 30, 40 minutes of my morning, I've been dealing with my own personal anger issues and some frustration with my computer and my internet not working, and really just kind of trying to restructure my thought process and be at peace with the things that were happening. Some of the barriers, honestly, it's actually funny now because I'm back on radio, but probably a few seconds ago when I really didn't think this episode was going to happen, I was a bit disappointed. But interestingly enough, the minute I made peace with it and I just told myself, okay, well, if this episode's not going to happen, then we'll have to reschedule it for another day, all of a sudden I was able to just call in via phone, which is probably why you heard a little bit of static, because I couldn't connect directly to my computer. And it just worked. It just started working. I had a lot of other things that seemed to be almost trying to hold me back. My puppy was being obnoxiously loud, and then my cat decided to join in on it. And it was just like a series of events this morning. It was actually quite hysterical. At least it was now, but I was quite frustrated earlier. So I think it was perfect. I think that it was some perfect experiences to kind of get me in the mood to discuss with you all anger, because it can be a very easy emotion that if we're not really aware of, will allow to take over our lives and sometimes ruin our choices and our decision-making. You know, as I had posted, unresolved anger is one of the chief contributing factors to, you know, destroying of marriages and the breakdown of families. I believe that anger weakens communities. It's a major cause of health problems. A lot of the underlying metaphysical reasons that we have disease, a lot of them at the root of it is anger and dissatisfaction with our lives and dissatisfaction with ourselves. So I really wanted to discuss it a little more in depth, you know, and really talk about what is anger and why do we experience it. I think a lot of times people think that anger is something that you're not supposed to experience, especially those of you on a spiritual journey, you know, whether you believe in God or Buddha or, you know, you're a shaman, whatever your faith is, anger seems to be a bit of a taboo. Many people don't like to talk about being angry, and they feel like maybe they're less spiritual because they, you know, suffer from anger issues, or because they're upset, because, you know, you're supposed to be at peace at all times. And anger is just another emotion. It's the same emotion as, you know, you would feel happiness or joy or sadness. These are all human emotions that just allow us to know that, one, we're actually experiencing something, and two, we're kind of putting our perception of the experience into it. Because it's all about how you see things, right? You may be happy one minute, and the same experience can happen to someone else, and maybe they don't see it as a happy experience. It could be something very detrimental to them. It's all about how we choose to perceive things. And I think that that's really at the root of all our emotions, not just anger. There's a lot of things that can frustrate us. You know, there's injustice in the world. When people see someone else being mistreated, when you see animals being mistreated, when you see videos being posted, you get angry. There's impatience can get you aggravated. I would like to think I'm a patient person until certain experiences happen, and then I realize, wow, maybe I'm not as patient as I thought I was, because I do get impatient and I get frustrated easily. But the good thing about it is I'm very aware of it, and I'm okay with it. I'm not ashamed to say that there's still a lot of work left inside of me to happen. And every day I grow, every moment I'm learning something more about myself, and I'm learning to be more aware of my thoughts and my emotions, and learning to kind of keep myself in check. There's a lot of things that can cause anger for a person, you know, especially children or any individual who has a younger mindset. You know, unmet needs can cause aggravation. I work in school systems and with kids, and we see it all the time. You know, if they're hungry or they're not getting, you know, emotional love at home, or they're not getting, their needs just in general are just not being met for whatever reason. They're very upset, they're very angry, they're quick to cause fights, they're quick to get aggravated and walk out and not want to participate. There's a lot of reasons that anger can creep in. But again, the one wonderful thing about anger is understanding that it's just an emotion. And the same way that we utilize emotions in other areas of our life, such as, you know, when we're feeling happy, right? When everyone feels happy, we go out, we do good things for the world, we do good things for other people, we're feeling great about ourselves, we're sharing our income, we're sharing, you know, bits and pieces of our life, we're sharing happiness. The same can go for anger. One of the best tips I have seen in my life for when I'm really, really aggravated or if I feel like I have a lot of anger built up, that's like the greatest time for me to create. Some of my best writing comes from me being aggravated and me being, you know, sad or upset or suffering or in pain in some way. Some of my best workouts physically come from me being angry. I find that when I'm angry, I can do like 15, 16 more sit-ups, more push-ups, more running. I am like a triathlete when I'm angry, and it's amazing. But it goes to show you that we can utilize these emotions for good. And it doesn't always have to be frowned upon. Being angry doesn't always have to be something that you don't want to face. And I think that's the real goal of this broadcast. It's just to talk about how we don't need to hide our emotions. And we don't need to cover up when we're feeling some type of way that's maybe not acceptable to our families, or not acceptable to society, or not acceptable in our beliefs and our place of worship. I think accepting that you have anger issues, or accepting, it's not even an issue, accepting that you have anger, period, as an emotion, is one of the first steps to getting to the root of it, of what's causing it. And step two is just asking, what are you really angry about? You know, is it really anything outside of yourself? We're in total control of our emotions, and the way that we choose to see things is always our choice. How we choose to see things is our choice. So being angry or being happy or any other emotion is actually a direct result of something that's within ourselves, and it's not so much exterior. As much as I would like to put the blame of my anger this morning on my puppy who's barking for almost 15 minutes straight, unusually, which he doesn't do any other morning, but he just happens to do today, I'd love to blame it on him. I'd love to say it's his fault, but it's really not. That's what he does. Dogs bark, they whine, they cry, they want to be part of your life. This is just him being him. And the fact that I had a radio show broadcasting is not his fault. And I can't be angry with him, right? The fact that my cat decided to cry all morning, he never meows like that, unless he's hungry or there's an unmet need. That's not his fault. And it's not really to put the blame on myself either, but it's just to understand where my anger is coming from. The real frustration I was experiencing was coming from the disappointment of not being able to broadcast myself. And that's where the real anger came from, was the idea that I was disappointed that I couldn't hold the radio show or that it wasn't going to be able to be successful. I had these expectations, and I wanted to get the best of me. And that's the root of that. And when you get to the bottom of it, it makes a little more sense. You know, a lot of people get angry and you want to blame it to something exterior of yourself. And as long as we're constantly thinking that everything is outside of ourselves, we could never really get to the root of what's really happening here. It's interesting because we want things to change. Right? We want things to be different, and we ask for help, but we really don't want to accept that we're at the root cause of some of these situations. And we can't possibly change anything in our lives if we don't accept that we're the creators of them, right? If we had the power to create the situation, think about it this way, then you have the power to resolve it. But if you constantly are believing that things are outside of yourself, then you're constantly allowing to be outside of yourself. You always have this hopeless mindset, this, you know, poor me mindset, you know, the victim mindset. And we don't want to be victims in our own world. We don't want to be victims of this experiences that we're creating. We want to be co-creators. We want to have a direct input on the experiences that we're having. We want to have a direct input for our emotions and a direct input for solutions to any situations that occur and arise. And the first step is understanding that we have played 100% contribution to what has been happening. You could be upset at many things in this world, but you have to ask yourself, what are you doing to change them, right? What are you doing to make an effort to see things done differently? You could be upset at where you live, but if you're not taking an active role in trying to change that situation, trying to change that circumstance, then, you know, there's no reason to be mad at your town or mad at the people who live inside your town or mad at the area, you know. There's no reason to be mad at yourself. Anger is tricky. Anger is a tricky emotion, but that's all it is. It's just an emotion, and you should just allow it to pass through you. And it doesn't mean that because you feel it, you have to act on it. You can kind of just experience it, and I would definitely recommend not making any rash decisions when you're angry, and not making any rash decisions when you're happy or joyful. Because I think that we don't make really rash decisions when we're feeling any extreme emotion, whether you perceive it to be good or bad. Sometimes you just need time to process and allow yourself that time to process. Get to the root of it. Constantly ask yourself, why am I upset? You know, when you're feeling jealous about somebody else or jealous about a promotion you didn't get, you know, before you contribute that jealousy and that anger to something exterior to yourself, just ask yourself, why am I getting so upset? You know, what's the real reason behind here? Is it because I don't feel like I am worthy? Maybe I don't feel like I'm getting the attention I deserve. Maybe I don't feel like that person deserved a promotion, but I deserved it. I mean, you have to get to the root of why you're feeling what you're feeling, but the end result will always be with you in mind. You understand? It always comes down to ourself. Everything is created. Everything begins and ends within us. And I think that that's big. And if you can accept that, and you can learn to change your perception, and you're willing to try to change and try to see things from an inner perspective instead of an exterior perspective, I think you're going to come to find that a lot of things are going to change around you. And a lot of your experiences are going to be more wholehearted, and you'll be able to see things a little differently. It's all about what comes your way, making the best of it. I do my best no matter what happens. I'm always, you know, I always say where there's a will, there's a way. You know, I never give up, and I'm always trying to keep a really good outlook. And I know that in the end it's going to work out. So that kind of alleviates some of the stress and worry that I would normally experience. And it relieves the anger I would normally experience, because I know that things are happening in my favor. And I may not be able to see it in that moment, but I have to trust and have faith that they are. And I do. And I believe that it really helps a lot of my decision-making. It really helps my outlook and what most people, situations that most people would run and cower and cry over. I believe, I'd like to say that I handle with a smile on my face. And that says a lot, because, you know, 6 years ago, I couldn't say that same statement. It's been a process, and one that I'm happy to be a part of, because I want to live a better life for myself. And that all begins and ends within me. So I was really hoping to have a lot more time with everybody this evening, but again, because of some technical difficulties and some other challenges, I am very grateful and blessed to have even been able to be on for this amount of time. And I wasn't able to take any questions today, but if you do, feel free to Facebook message me or Blog Talk message me. You can go to the website, www.livebelieveinspire.com, for more of the blogs, if you need to connect, anything you need. And I hope that this broadcast brought you a little peace and a little self-awareness. And I hope that everybody has a beautiful day, and remember that everything is within your reach and everything is within your power. And how you choose to see your experiences today is totally up to you. And I hope you choose something that's beneficial to your soul, and I hope that you continue to see life from your heart and from deep within your soul. Namaste, everyone.